listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing. Television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Yes, yes. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show right here on RBN. I'm your host, V, and I'm here with my co-host, Rob D.
Hiya, folks.
Rob, you're still in the UK.
Yeah, I'm still in the UK, and, well, we're under level tier three you're lockdown.
You still need funds. I want to start the show.
And I'd like to thank, I don't know who sent it to me, but somebody sent me 10 yesterday. Now, really, thank you very much. I don't like to say people's names out loud, but I don't know them on my friends list from Facebook. Because it costs me £3 a day just to operate the electric that's heating just the wherever I'm sitting with a little space heater. So that was a great, great help yesterday. I got that and I got some food. Thank you. Because I do need the help. I'm destitute. Forced out of a country I was in because of the rules of emigration. Not allowed bit. In because COVID wouldn't allow me to leave in time. So I can't get back in until I raise funds to go to the embassy and say, look, I've got money. I can go home now. You know, this policies of oppression. And they targeted my bank account, locked me out of my Turkish bank card usage. They did that about a month ago. You put your money into travel, and then they won't let you get at it. Being targeted is very difficult. If anybody would like to help out my situation, it'd be greatly appreciated. You can do that by using PayPal. You can enter this address into your search bar. PayPal, PayPal.me/RobertDeutsch, ROBERTDEUTSCH. or you can go to the RBN website and go to the show links, or I don't know, Mike, where you've put it up there, is where people could help me. If you don't. So there's a Facebook page. I don't know if they heard that on the air or not. Mike just
Facebook.com/Republic Broadcasting. It's a few posts down from a couple of nights ago.
If you go to paypal.com/Republic Broadcast Network, you can find a post with a link for that to help us. So paypal.me/Robert Deutsch. Any help would be appreciated. Somebody sent me 2 pounds the other day as well. That added up toward my electric too, and I'm greatly appreciated. You know, that's a great sacrifice for somebody to do.
Well, I want to say, we're not asking money for any profit. We're not asking money for the studio. We're not asking for money for a scam project. You know, this isn't Kickstarter where you promised, you know, shares and a piece of the profits for an invention that will never see the light of day, where somebody, you know, runs off with $500,000 and you never hear from them again. No, this is a man who's an activist who has years and years of experience. Again, someone who is persecuted and targeted by the system, probably because of who he is and what he does, helping the people on a daily basis. Someone who luckily has found himself a little bit of a sweet spot, but it costs £3 a day for electricity. The man just needs to be warm. Come on. I know cigarettes are a bad habit, but you can't judge the man, again, sacrificing his life for the betterment of your lives, for the betterment of my life, for the betterment of all our lives. It's not $10. Come on, just donate $10. Buy $10. That's something that will get him along day by day. When you hear of someone, you know, needing warmth, needing food. How many people go out and put $200 on a Kickstarter for a video game? I mean, come on. Have respect for the sanctity of life. Have respect for the call of someone in need, your fellow human being. So please, please donate. One more time for the PayPal, Robert.
It's a paypal.me/Robert Deutsch. My last name is spelled D-E-U-T-S-C-H. And it's paypal.me/Robert Deutsch. You know, we give money to charities all the time, and we hear about the administrative fees taking 75% of it and stuff. Well, I'm just trying to get some food to eat. And then I'll sacrifice eating to make sure I have 20 more quid here in a day or so when my data runs out, so I can continue to do these shows and podcasts and various other truth events. I'm hoping to get on the Truth Marathon this weekend that's going on. It's going to be an online event where you're going to have presenter after presenter come on and present their topics. So that should be interesting this weekend. So I'm hoping they could find a spot for me on that.
All right.
I gotta be an activist. I gotta do this and fix this. We can't just sit silent at home. And a lot of people say, "Well, they help me because I can do what they can't." So, you know, if you were gonna have to spend $5 to gasoline to go to an event and protest, maybe, you know, I could do that for you. I'm wanting to get up to Scotland and protest with them, but that was like €100. That's an unobtainium number.
Well, and people, I mean, come on. At least over the next four more days, I got Robert myself after the fifth, okay? Let me get to my own finances. After that, I got him. So
we gotta have a special show that day, because the 5th of November is a very special date to me. That is the Gunpowder and Treason and Plot Day.
Yes,
I bought the day here. They call it Bonfire Night here in England. It's celebrated like a huge celebration with fireworks and a bonfire, and they'll make a stuffed effigy of Guy Fawkes, and they throw it on the fire. You know, known as throwing the guy on the fire. And there's always jokes that you'll be the guy this year. You throw everybody laughs and stuff. So you say, yeah, you'll be the guy at the bonfire this year. So it's a wonderful tradition, the bonfire. So it used to have. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be allowed this year. Villages will gather and have one huge bonfire, and everybody standing around drinking mulled wine. And it's a wonderful community event to celebrate the fact that something had gone so wrong that somebody was willing to blow up Parliament to fix it.
Well, if they try to stop it, I hope everyone will show up to Parliament with their fireworks this year.
During one bad fire season, it was in 2003, it was the first time I came to England, I was really looking forward to bonfire night, and they weren't allowed because of there was a strike or something going on with the fire departments. And so they said you weren't allowed to have, but people did anyhow. On the housing estate, it was wild. The people were running out of apartment with every piece of furniture they were going to throw out that year. It was, these piles were talking 2-3 stories high, burning out in the center courtyards of the housing estates. It was quite a sight. And the fireworks here have already started. Somebody's been letting them off at night here. So if I open up my shades, I can see fireworks. It's kind of entertaining. But yes, folks. I sometimes wonder what would have happened if he had succeeded, if he had lit the fuse and gotten away with that. What oppression system would we be under now, or would we be free?
Well, you know, I am Guy Fawkes Reborn, and I won't fail this time. With that said, I want to go ahead and move on with the show. I want to bring on our guests. Do we have our guest ready? Is she on the line, Mike?
I am here. My name is Tina Lynn. Very happy to be with you guys tonight.
Wait, okay, so Tina Lynn, is that what we're calling you now?
Yep.
Oh.
This is Veronica.
I'm getting confused.
Because one of our guests has a different name she's supposed to be called by now, apparently. Everybody, go ahead and introduce yourselves.
This is Veronica Kay. I'm a CPS advocate for children.
Okay, hello, Veronica Kay. And who else do we have online?
And I am Tina Lynn, and I am also an advocate for parents who are incarcerated falsely, as well as parents who are fighting to get their kids back. I do judicial paperwork for several folks. I've been training in this sort of area for about 5 years, and every time I go through this process, I learn a little bit more and more every day. So I'm very grateful to those that have taught me on constitutional law, and understanding that statutes, codes, and policies are not law. And that's what's gotten us into this trouble that we're in today. But I have some really good news that I really want to share with everybody during this broadcast.
Okay, hold on. Yep. Hold on with that. But you're here to help Veronica. Are you helping her with her case?
Yes. Are you asking me if I helped Veronica?
Well, you're both here on the air together. My booker, right. I think you're helping her with her case, correct? That's why you're on at the same time?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, so then we should let Veronica go ahead with her story, and then you chime in together, and we'll have the conversation. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I had originally pulled my children out of school to legally homeschool them over my religious rights. And I'd done everything by the book that I was required. And I got a knock at the door one day, and it was the sheriff's department. And, of course, I've never been in trouble in my life. I have never been arrested. They wanted to know if they could come in. They were there on a well check. Well, dummy me, I didn't know my rights. And, of course, I trusted the cops, and I trusted CPS. So I let them in. And he came in the door, and he was being obnoxious and intimidating, and he called the CPS. And although I showed the CPS caseworker that I had the paperwork, I did everything by the books and by the law, this cop kept intimidating me, was yelling at me and screaming at me. I'm also a domestic violent advocate, also a victim, so I picked up on his narcissism, gaslighting me to resist against him. Instead, I went to the table and I sat down, and the cop went over to the table, slams his hands down at the table, and starts screaming at me. And I stood up. I didn't move. I just stood up, and I said, "You will respect me in my home." And this cop came around the table and hit me, 220 pounds against 150 pounds, and pushed me in a big oak pedestal table 8 foot into the corner. And he
Let me stop you right there. Most cops are domestic abusers. Most male cops have a tendency to be into that range, and hitting females is no problem. Please continue.
Okay. So he immediately arrested me, and he took me out to the car, and I need to back up a little bit. I showed the caseworker, you know, that I was legal with everything, but they ended up taking me to jail. I ended up in jail for over 2 weeks falsely. And the caseworker, while I was in false jail, never once taken out of jail to be put in front of the juvenile judge. I should have had two hearings that I believe. And the attorney, the court-appointed attorney that was also in this group of, I call them teen kidnappers, he didn't let me out, and then he didn't, my due process. I didn't get my due process. And anyway, during that time, the other judge of the municipal court said that you don't need to be in there. I'm letting you out. So halfway through my two-week time frame in jail, although I didn't get to go to see the juvenile judge where CPS had stolen my kids and wrote up false charges, and the judge decided on hearsay on the cops perjuring and the CPS perjuring themselves, the municipal judge let me out halfway through, and the deputy at the jail threw the recovery bond at me and said, "Here, sign that." I said, "I don't sign anything until I read it, because I've never been in trouble before in my life." And I was trying to read it, and he was cussing at me and screaming at me, calling me all kind of names, and he said, "F it, I'm telling the judge that you refused to sign it, and put me back in jail for another week." So for two weeks, I was stuck in jail.
If I can interrupt, you for just a minute, you know, I've just taken a few notes as you go along, because I'm curious about some things. What charge did they use to get you into I know they used wellness check, as they often do, to try to get past somebody's door without proper paperwork. What did they charge you to arrest you?
They charged me. I made the front paper the next day.
Mike, can we skip a break? Please? I'm sorry about that. Mike, can we skip a break? Go right ahead, Veronica.
Oh, okay. The charges that he wrote up on me was resisting arrest. I was charged with disorderly conduct for standing up and telling the cop to respect me in my home.
What were you charged with the resisting arrest from? What did they charge you? This is what I'm trying to hear. I'm trying to see if the excuse matches what so often we hear.
He called that a disorderly conduct, standing up in my home, telling him to respect me. So that was
in your own house.
In my own house. Then I got my ass beat, and he got me for resisting arrest. There was like six total charges, and I ended up. I had a court-appointed attorney, which I might as well represent myself. He was zero effective. He withheld evidence. I'm still waiting to get my evidence almost 2 years later in front of the juvenile judge. And the attorney, I had to fire that first attorney because he was with them and not me and my children. And the clerk keeps, kind of sidestepping and doing some questionable things and blocking me from getting my affidavit on the record. But it took almost a year before I realized, hey, this attorney is not in the best interest of me and my children, by withholding evidence and not doing his job, his fiduciary duties. But that's where a lot of people don't, and they bank on this, that, you know, people don't know the MOs, the textbook. It seems like, you know, a lot of the parents that I research, you know, after almost 2 years of researching, it's kind of like the same MO across the country and across the world, you know, with the CPS and the cops, kind of like the tag team kidnappers. But
okay,
anyway,
I like to
go ahead, Dave.
I like to expose corrupt cops on this show. Do you have a name and badge number of this POS?
I do. He is originally from Illinois, Naples, Illinois. His real name is Robert Patterson. However, in Ohio, his name is Robert Oakley.
Oh, had a name change. So that means he got transferred from another department over some other violence and abuse towards someone else.
What I discovered, he had drug charges. And that's something that these cops, they should be tested for drugs.
Yeah, drug charges. Oh, okay. Steroids, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's...
corrupt cop.
And then, you know, you think about all the evidence and all the evidence. I've got a buddy, since we're talking about corrupt cops, I've got a buddy. His name is Nate Heischer. God bless him. You know, he was roughed up in Minnesota by cops, and from, you know, results from the injuries that they gave him, this poor guy's dying. You know, he's only in his 40s. And he's dying from the injuries from the cops. You know, I mean, this has got to stop. Now, he showed a meme that where cops should have, when they suit up in the morning, they can't touch that camera. It should be kept on at all times so they can't delete their bad behavior. And somebody else needs to review those tapes because I hear all the time, you know, that these cops erased this, they erased that. I mean, they did it to me. That's a Brady violation. You know, so many people are getting screwed over because these cops, you know, get to mess with the evidence at the end of the shift.
Yeah, but I think those cameras that the police have should be publicly accessible at all times. We should be always
yeah,
be able
that's
to
what I've been pushing, place. Actually. I've been talking to a lawyer about making the app to where people can just all around the country just dial into any camera that they choose at live anytime they want to. That's what I'm pushing
Ooh.
For.
That's good. I need to introduce you to Nate because this is, this has got to stop because so many people go to jail that don't even need to be in jail because you know, the cops looking for revenue and their bankers, and they get bonuses from their de facto corporations.
Correct.
But
I just wanted to add, too, that cops are not constitutional. They never have been constitutional. They are not constitutional. They are political puppets. Years and years ago, we the people would rent a cop to go and fetch a perpetrator to bring them to justice, but they have never, ever been constitutional. Sheriffs are a voted office, and they are constitutional. They have the authority to delegate to we the people to be law and order abiding citizens to conceal and carry, but the cops have never ever been constitutional.
They're corporate, yes.
Correct, yeah.
Absolutely.
And they pick and choose who gets justice.
Mm-hmm. And it's all for money.
Absolutely.
Well, when the people that get paid to house the children get paid to take the children, what could possibly go wrong is seen and evidenced in all across the world of how this seems to be not just a cooperation between the police and the CPS or the child snatching service. But it's trying to put this delicately is no way to do it. It's like they're like the evil twins looking at each other and says, well, who can we go take today? Or something came up, this person's been speaking out about this, let's go see what we can do to take their kids away, to break them so they'll have their concentration split and not be activists, or they won't have the time to post that blog every day that's telling the truth. So they target you literally coming up out of thin air to come into your house after you just want to homeschool. You've been following what rules they required you, and then to come in your house and act rudely and belligerent to you in your house, and that when you get angry and give them the reaction they want of getting angry at them, then they arrest you and charge you with resisting arrest obstructing them or something like that. They just come up with whatever reason they want because they don't uphold the Constitution. They just do what they want. They lie to get what they want far too often. Withhold evidence or make up evidence, whichever suits their cause, so that they can get the collar, if you will, or the credit for an arrest. It's just, and when Trump did that act of executive order supposedly defunding the police, he made that relationship between CPS and the police even more powerful a tool to use against the dissidents and activists to take their children away. My heart goes out to you, Veronica, for that. It really does.
And well, what did I say last night? What did I say last night, guys? This is evident. This is the system. This is MK Ultra in progress. A trauma-based mind control. Mm-hmm. Okay? I fear for your children. We need to get them back. Do you have custody of them?
No, they still have custody. One's in with Ken, and my daughter, the reason I pulled them out of school for many reasons, but my daughter has been bounced around to 7 or 8 foster homes, and the reason I pulled her out was to get her into counseling to get her behavior under control at the age of 11. So they took an innocent 11-year-old child, religious. She's been abused. She's been neglected. She's had 2 foster parents tell her to run away. One foster mom actually, she took off and left my daughter in the care of a 14-year-old, 15-year-old, and a 16-year-old girl, foster girls. She took off all night, and these 3 teenage girls beat up she's 12 now. And she, you know, the caseworker in the case, just right out of college, you know, so she's textbook MO, you know, and Nazi, man. I mean, I'm not, I can't describe the hell that I've been through between the CPS and also the attorney. You know, the attorney wanted me to plead temp insanity on 6 false charges. This man was going to take me to jury trial. I had to fire him within a half an hour of going to jury trial because he didn't even talk to me about my case. He had his own MO. You know, it's all about the money, and I just wish there was a way that we could, because Bill Clinton incentivized these CPS agents and these corporations to take money, you know, and it's incentives to kidnap. And unfortunately, here in the United States, we've got about 500,000 kids, and 85% of those 500,000 kids don't even need to be there. You know, Trump says the best foster home is at home. You know, they took my kids from a loving, supportive sports, church environment, never been arrested before in my life, good law-abiding citizen, and my daughter's been through all these places. Now they've got her in a mental ward because she's acting out. She wants to come home. You know, but it's all about the money to these guys. And unfortunately, 87%. Go ahead.
Your daughter is now in a mental ward. Okay, once again, MK Ultra, in progress. Yep. People,
yep.
This is what it's all about, the mind control and the money, okay? Yeah, now it's shown to yourself and your daughter that you are not the ultimate authority in her life, but the state is. Her mind is fracturing because of the separation. This is an MK Ultra in progress. This has got to stop. This has got to stop.
So terrible.
So has your child been vaccinated? Do you believe in the vaccines?
I don't believe it. I mean, when they were younger, I did the regular vaccines that the doctor said. But since I've learned about the vaccines, I chose not to do the flu vaccines, and I wasn't going to do the HPV vaccinations. But as soon as CPS took my children, immediately within 2 weeks, they gave my 11-year-old daughter and my 12-year-old son HPV vaccines. My daughter, I spoke to her the other day, and she said, oh, Mom, I've had all kind of vaccines. But listen to this. My daughter... I mean, we believe in God.
Oh, my God.
She told me, she says, Mom, I don't believe in God anymore. I'm practicing witchcraft.
Oh, wow. And see, there's going to be a rise in child snatching. There's going to be a rise in kidnappings because of this the Antichrist. He's going to have all these children that snatched up, vaccinated with this brand new vaccine, which is going to retard some, kill others, and mind control others, the rest, to be tracked and to be harassed.
And to sterilize all of them. I'm sitting here very angry.
Sterilize some of them, yes. This is the agenda now, people. This is the agenda. You speak out in any kind of way, it gives them license to do what they want, to push their agenda forward. It wasn't just off the top of my head a random question to ask if her kids got vaccinated. This is the this is the plan. This is the operation. Okay?
It's a motive. It's a huge motive. And to hear that suddenly your values, of your Christian values, were driven out of your kid because they took the kid away from you for trumped up reasons of whatever, because the state just has all sorts of, they just say things and their word is gold over the parents' word. They ask you to document your whole households every minute, which the only way to do that is to have a camera recording all the time. So they give you something you can't defend against. And then they put your kid in a place where they get medicated. They come under the influences of other people that are being targeted so that they could change their values around very easily. Or the targeting, I imagine, in a mental hospital is is more happens even more because it's easier to aim at one place. This is some of the stuff we cover a lot is about how they target us and instill emotions and break us, it, you know, torture us. And to hear that your kids wants to be satanic and this and that. There's ingredients in these vaccines that are very unhealthy and they have a very low vibration. And who knows what kind of hocus pocus is put on these ingredients as well. I'm going to go there from a spiritual point of view. And because we know that our oppressors, if we put on healthy things in our body, we will not be healthy. We will not have our full spiritual capacities. It's just terrible.
Exactly.
You know,
well, on top of it now. And on top of it now that your daughter has been in a psych ward, she is now forever discredited. If anything happens to her, oh, well, she's crazy. You can't believe anything she says. She's now discredited. Exactly. She will be a victim for the rest of her life now.
And yeah, they'll target voices and stuff, and they'll get her on the psychotropic drugs. I'm going to ask you one question, Veronica. This has been in my head, and I keep forgetting to ask. Were you an activist of any kind fighting the system before all these terrible events occurred?
Actually, in 2017, I became acquainted with Q, and I'm a patriot. That's the only thing that I can think of. I've been a domestic violent victim, but other than that, no. No.
Okay, so not really.
No.
No.
But
posting Q stuff seems to be wanted by the system. Your children, I'm sorry, go ahead.
They're at that perfect age, if you know what I'm saying, 11 and 12 years old. 100 years. And, yeah, my daughter, you know, God bless her, she's a tough cookie, but she tells me, Mom, you know, it's like a prison here. I'm traumatized by just being here, and she doesn't need to be there. I mean, rightfully and legally or lawfully, they should be home because day one, you know, we were tyrannically overtaken. And I'm working on it, but you know, I've done a lot of studies and I've networked with a lot of families, and the success rate of a child that's in any kind of CPS care over a period of time is only about 8% successful in life. What, you know, they're after to break the American backbone, which is our children and our family. That's what it's all about. They break us. That's it.
As well as the elderly. The elderly are being kidnapped out of nursing homes, and they're being also transferred to psych wards, while the court and the lawyers are seizing their bank accounts and their assets and just draining everything dry, feeding them vaccines until they die. They are also, CPS is also taking out life insurance policies so that when the child and the elderly die, they can cash in on the life insurance policies because they're in state custody. That's a fact.
That's the first I'm hearing
about. Oh,
yes,
I've covered.
That is all fact.
Program with Joanne Dennison. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's what it's big money. Yeah.
So not only do they get the SESTA-QV Trust, I don't know if you guys are familiar with SESTA-QV Trust Act of 1666. If you go to GMEIUtility.org and you click on the Q, which is a search button, you enter your Social Security number or your birth certificate number, including the dashes in that website. And when you hit enter, you will find hundreds, sometimes thousands of different records that are all tied to your trust. So you and I, if we have Social Security numbers and birth certificate numbers, we all have trusts that are being bought and sold on the worldwide stock exchange. And those per person, per child, are worth approximately $5 million per child. And the more education you have, the more military service that you serve, the more your trusts are worth. So that said, the judges seize the trust. They transfer them to a central bank. They can't spend the trust, but they do, in fact, spend the interest earned on the trust. So if you have, let's say, 100 children in foster care, the judge kidnapped, along with CPS, their contract that they have with CPS, if they take 100 kids and each one has $5 million times, let's say, percent interest earned, that's a lot of income for each court. They do split that money up amongst CPS, the judge, the investigator, the GAL, the counselors, the psychologist, all of them get a piece of the pie of the trust. So they're very, very motivated to kidnap children. So, but they have multiple resources, not only from the government that they get $240,000 per child per case from Health and Human Services. They also get the SESTQV trust plus the life insurance policies. I mean, they have a lot of money that motivates them to kidnap children.
Well, listen, and I have also covered this on my show. It's not just the children. I've had
it's
whistleblower.
It's parents. Well, yep.
Yeah, I had NSA whistleblower Karen Stewart talk about what she uncovered about her assassination program. Yes, they had all kinds of trusts in her name. There was all kinds of policies for when she died, they would get this money. The trust was actually created by her former boss there at the NSA. Yeah. And people, your birth certificates, that's money. That's a war bond. A lot of people will actually have their their numbers up. When these people are trying to kill you, that means they've already spent the money from your war bonds because they trade you off from the stock market. A lot of these rich people who gamble, they don't gamble their own money. They're gambling you.
Correct.
They're gambling your birth certificates, your war bonds. Some people lose bets, and when the bet
and we're
is
considered
lost,
the straw man and not a real person. We're not real people with hands and legs. We are the fake corporation called the dead straw man, also known as corpse corporations, CORPSE, corpse, a dead corpse.
Yes.
So they can do anything with us that they want because we are the enemy of the state. They look at us as the enemy of the state.
This is truth,
people. I believe our forefathers warned us about people like that.
Right. I know what I'm hearing from you is some negativity towards Trump, but I just really want to before this. I just want that up straight away.
I don't support either wing of the political bird. I go after the bird itself. So I've always considered. I'm going to tell you real reasons why I'm not too happy with Trump would be his policy of the Clean Water Act. He shredded that in supporting the Dakota Access Pipeline. I wasn't too happy about that when it leaked. And there's a couple of the policies he signed off of when he gave his trillions of dollars to the banks and bailed them out while he won't even give stimulus checks out in some way, shape, or form. And they always excuse in the House and this and that. These are real reasons I'm not too happy. But, you know, I point out to people there's another choice on that ticket. You don't have to pick the devil you know. If there's somebody you don't know.
How did you feel about the 120,000 children that were rescued from Dems and tunnels this year?
In all fairness, if that really happened, I'm really happy about it, but I don't see any testimonials from parents. But I don't see testimonials from parents being reunited with their children. And when I asked where did these children go, somebody said they had to be euthanized. And I said, that's not a good result. That's not. And if you got these sealed indictments to go after the top end of the deep state players, and you've held on to those indictments for 3+ years, that means you have allowed 3+ more years of abuses to continue. And I'm not too happy about that either. Right?
I have to agree with you.
Where I'm at. But yeah, I don't do the election bit. I just go after the bird itself.
Right. Many of the kids were dead before they even were brought up. So
it's a terrible thing. About... I hear these things, but I don't visibly with my eyes see them. I don't see the funerals. I don't see the headlines in it. It's not visible justice to me. Right. I want this, all this human trafficking to end. Nobody will ever question that about me. But they'll also tell you I'm a really much of a show me person. You know, I don't believe every shooting that happens straight away. I look into things. I don't believe in the dream of justice. I want to see it. I want to see them hanging. I don't want to hear they went to Gitmo and quietly went away. There's no justice. That's no punishment. It's not a deterrent.
I think you'll have it myself.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we're going to have an opportunity to see just exactly what you're describing. We'll see it.
That's what I want. I want the deterrent, the visible, the heads rolling, the body, the people speaking that have been doing this. So yep. I want what Q and all that says is going on to happen. I really, really do. But in between here and there, I'm just going to keep doing what I do and fighting. Exposing, giving the ammo for other people to use as evidence later. Isn't that right, Faye? We just got to keep cracking on.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Exactly.
I agree. And I applaud you guys for what you're doing. I totally agree.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, there's a couple points that I'd like to make finish up the CPS thing. You know, for anybody out there, I don't think it can't happen to you because I was a law-abiding citizen, minding my own business, and we were picked on. You know, don't let them in unless they have a warrant, and let the cops see through the window that the kids are fine. And don't sign anything, and if you are forced to sign something, put under duress, and always video camera everything. Even when the CPS comes out to your house, video it, record the calls. You know, keep track of every text, email that you go through and write a log and keep track of all of that stuff and research your rights and procedures, you know, the juvenile courts, the CPS, and know your constitutional, civil, and your religious rights. You know,
that's very important. If I could just add in, you have to know your rights. Don't let them just come in your house without the proper paperwork. It's like a battleground in a war for your children. And they know they've got you off guard, so they do the first attack. And once you give them permission to come in your house, then that allows more things to happen that are for them. That gives their advantage. So don't let them in unless you're required to.
Just to tie this to Halloween, you know, it's sort of like the vampire. The vampire can't hurt you in your home unless you say it's okay for them to come in. You got to invite them in, right?
Right.
Exactly. So that's the key. You have to object to everything. Anything that you do not object to, stand. Objection. So anything you don't object to, stand.
And, you know, you can't always trust a CPS worker because they're getting bonuses on their paycheck based upon the shadow that they run through. I mean, this is all set up by Bill Clinton. You know, for every kid that they get, they get X amount of money. Every kid that they adopt out, they get X amount of money. I mean, they're not going to be your friend. And they actually have to do a narcissist test before this is part of the training. And a lot of them, you know, it's textbook MOs. And, you know, a lot of people, like myself, you know, I went through major trauma and post-traumatic stress disorder. And, I mean, you spin for a while because you're totally traumatized. And, you know, reaching out to all these different groups and this and that, and you don't know who to trust. You know, and they bank on the fact that it's going to take you a while to really learn. And, you know, hell, they go through seven years of lawyer school. Well, you know, a lot of the court-appointed attorneys, they're in on the money thing, and they will roll on you. I learned that the hard way. You know, he strung it out for over a year, and I know he got a pretty healthy paycheck.
I know, three attorneys that were arrested because they invoked constitutional rights on behalf of the client. They were arrested and thrown in jail because they violated the BAR, the British Accreditation Registry. They violated their contract with the bar.
Hmm? Yeah, they're all foreign agents.
Right. Correct.
Yeah, I mean, we're not British, are we?
No.
That has no standing legally. The bar should not have any power. We're not British.
Your right. Children will be taken at Her Majesty's pleasure. You hear what I did there?
And there's the key, too. The courts are all managed by the crown. The trusts are managed by the crown. The lawyers have to protect the court, which is managed by the crown. So, and it's important, too, to revoke and cancel any and all contracts that may have been made with the maritime jurisdiction, whether you knew you were making the contract or didn't know you were making the contract, in all of its forms, beginning from the very beginning. It's important that you send cease and desist notifications to everybody, revoke the contract, and try to stay out of their jurisdiction. It's a fight. It's literally a war to protect.
Just out of curiosity, can we access our own interest that's in these funds?
Some people know how to do that. I'm not one of them. But I have seen
I need to find someone to do that for me, because that would get me home.
It's amazing.
I know a couple people that know how to do that. Yes.
Yeah. All you have,
I volunteered to be a test case to help everybody.
What you do is transfer those trusts to a private bank, and you can't spend the trust, but you can cash in on the interest earned. Just like all the clerks do this for the judge, for the court. Every clerk of the court they manage the trust, and they know how to do it.
Well, co-trustees with the judge.
Yeah, let's go
the
get
judge
that money.
Yeah. Let's pursue this, B. They should make this a mission.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely.
It can be done, I can tell you that. It definitely can be done.
All right.
Is that dead with Ezra and Desra?
Hmm?
I'm sorry.
Is that what they're calling, like, with the Nezra and the Gezra? What they keep calling?
No, we're talking about the trust that were given to us after the United States declared bankruptcy under, it was in 1666 that we entered into this act. So it's been going on for many, many years.
It's not associated. Okay, no. Gotcha.
Nope.
So you can imagine how many dead people and how many kids that have been adopted out. That's a lot of money.
It is. It totally is.
It's definitely
and
a bonus.
The other thing is I write cease and desist letters on behalf of parents who are fighting schools regarding the vaccine industry. And I tell them to write to the schools, write cease and desist orders, and then print out the RFK Jr. wins case against government for vaccine safety violations, and that they are not allowed to force any of that stuff on their children. But you have to invoke your protections with this article. Del Bigtree and Robert Kennedy Jr., they sued the government for vaccine safety violations, and they won.
And yes, they got the CDC like to admit that they did not do the studies if there was a link from autism to the vaccine. It was a DMMR. Yep. Yeah, but yep. They didn't actually admit that there was a link either, because I was really happy about that lawsuit until I read the wording of it, and I was like, well, that really didn't say much.
Exactly.
It does say
Del Bigtree on the show before. I'm going to try to bring him back, especially to comment on this new vaccine that they're going to try to put in us. I think it's time to bring him back. So, yes.
Yeah, I'd enjoy that. I got to talk with Dr. Wakefield once. At I was doing helping with the t-shirts and stuff sales for a vax screening in Nimbin, Australia, and Andy came on for the Q&A. So he that was a cool thing to get to do, to ask him a question. He did it via Skype. Yeah.
I have followed him for, oh my goodness, 15 years. He's amazing.
Yeah, I'm a big vax activist. I'm anti-vax, and I'll just come out and say it. I don't think there'll ever be a safe vaccine, so this safer vaccine initiative to me is just backwards thinking. Can we have our healthy plan?
Generation of safe vaccines.
It's an agenda. Because Trump even funded a safer vaccine initiative. What was it, $25 million given to Bill Gates and then to help develop a safer flu vaccine. But those words, safer vaccines, are...
Like he needs the money. Where he should have been committed.
I haven't heard any of this stuff. None of it. And
just Google
do
it.
Really
look
deep. I do a ton of research, and this is the first I've heard of it. So
yeah, get me on Facebook. It's Rob Deutsch. You'll see. I've got activist stuff all on it, and I'll be happy to pop you the documents on why I'm saying what I'm saying. Because I do follow the money. And I wasn't too happy with that. That happened after he kicked RFK out of being able to go into the White House and advise about vaccine policy. So after that, you started hearing to just get the shots and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, come on, Doc. You're ruining my respect for you, you know? So, yeah, he did. Gave Gabby. Okay. Now that the CDC is you want to continue this on the second half? I hope they're going to stay on.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. Are you guys going to stay with us for the second hour for the after show?
Sure. I'm available. I don't know about Veronica.
We're going to have callers. Okay. For those of you listening right now, join us for the after show here in a few minutes. Phone number 512-248-8252, or you can call the toll-free line 800-313-9443 and ask your questions, bring in your comments, because I mean, this is today's issue. Okay, the indoctrination of the children, the future generation. Okay, this is what it is.
And if you got kids out there, don't act like this issue ain't yours, because you could be next. They could decide they want your kids. Right. They don't like the way you're raising a beautiful, free, independent soul, and they don't want that. And you could be next. So this is a very important.
Law-abiding citizen or not.
Well, this person, Veronica had no previous record. So anybody, if they want you, they'll come up with the evidence. It's not they don't even have to plant the bag of drugs on you anymore. They just say whatever about your character, and it's good enough. Well, I'll let you talk us out of this one, B.
All right.
You ever notice they target single parents
Hold on. We'll save that for the second hour here. This has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, B, and remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So educate yourselves. Catch us for the after show.
Big love, people.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1 877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.